Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion, and welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have you heard? You probably have heard this saying before. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called, you know? And I really like that because, I don't know, how qualified are any of us to do what we do? I mean, I think I'm pretty qualified to teach people how to launch a message. I've been doing it 20 years, but I was teaching people after a year. Why? Well, probably the same reason you started teaching and sharing a message and whatever it is that you do in everyday life. Everybody's teaching something. I mean, if you're in a job, you're teaching your clients, your prospects about what your product is, your program, your service, something like that. If you're in the business I'm in, you're teaching people how to do a certain skill set. But I don't think any of us are actually like qualify. Who's more qualified than another person? Does it mean you have more education? Does it mean you have better results? You have more testimonials? I don't know. I just asked, look, I just want to know, do I get along? Do I vibe with that person? If I pay them, if they're qualified in my eyes, can you get me the result I'm looking for faster than I can get it on my own? That's really what I'm looking for, you know? So when you think about it, a lot of people get all up in their head when they go to do something. It's like, geez, I don't know if I'm qualified. I don't think any of us are, you know, because we're going to put a standard out there subjectively and we're going to get all up in our head about how, you know, we may not be at a certain level that maybe somebody else is at. But God calls you and then he'll qualify you. Don't worry about it. You know, don't put so much stress. I mean, one of these days you're not going to wake up and it's over, like you never did it. So what's worse, doing it and thinking, well, you know what, I'm not at the level, well, you'll get there, versus never doing it, which is a lot of people sadly out there that just, they never do what it is that they really truly want to because they don't feel qualified to be able to do it. I mean, geez, I remember, this is a really simple example, but I think it illustrates the point pretty well. Many, many years ago, when our oldest child was, I think, in kindergarten, 4 or 5 years old, something like that, my wife asked if I would help in the Wednesday nights at our church teaching kids around that age. I think it was actually a pretty wide range. It was like first grade to sixth grade, which is a wild, wild gap, right? But I think that's what we had, first graders to sixth graders. And it was 90 minutes. And it started at 6:30, and we went into the church, into the teaching rooms there, and I had to teach a lesson to these individuals, you know, like the individual, these kids, these are kids. And I would teach anything from, you know, Jonah and the whale up through, you know, Easter lessons and Christmas lessons. And you know, it's funny, I went in there and these kids are 5 years old, 6 years old, I guess sixth grade, you're 11 and 12 years old. I was intimidated by them because they're looking at me like, hey, Mr. Crowley, what are we going to learn tonight? I'm like, dude, I don't know. I'm not even qualified to do this. But what I found was after about, I'd say it took me a good 6 to 8 weeks, I was finding my vibe, man. I was finding my vibe. And I remember there was this one kid in there, and I forget, he's probably in fourth or fifth grade. And when the season of this school ended. So I think it went from October to probably April. So towards the end of April, his parents pulled me aside. I said, boy, little Johnny, he talks about you everywhere. I got to go see Mr. Sam. Got to go see Mr. Sam tonight. I learn about Jesus tonight. I'm like, really? She's like, oh, you have no idea the difference you've made in his life. That was it. That's all I needed to hear. I don't know if any other kid got anything out of that lesson. I think they did. We had a lot of fun. My wife helped me immensely teaching that class. But when little Johnny's parents pulled me aside and shared that with me, and they gave me a gift, like the teacher gift, you know? And I was like, dang, that was just it's an example on a smaller level. Like, there was no money exchange. I'm not talking about how I made $1 million in a month or anything like that. But that was pretty profound. Look, that was almost 20 years ago. I'm still talking about it. I still remember it like it was yesterday. God, this kid's probably 30 years old. I should probably look him up. I don't even remember his last name. But that's an example, a very clear example, actually, of being intimidated by an environment that you're not familiar with. I've never taught kids, never taught kids about the Bible. Felt like a complete imposter. I mean, are you kidding me? Sam Crowley's going to be teaching from the Bible? That sentence would have never been uttered in a previous lifetime, put it to you that way. But it was pretty transformational, man. And so I ended up teaching other classes in the church, but I had the confidence. So were there more people qualify me to teach Bible study Wednesday night to kids? Absolutely. I mean, 99% of the people our church were more qualified than I was. But I didn't really, after the first month, I didn't really care anymore because I knew it wasn't about me. And I think that's really another nugget that you got to keep in your mind is that it ain't about you. You know, we want to make it about us because we're all up in our head about, you know, how it should look, how it should feel, who's judging me. I don't know. People might judge at the beginning. I got the sense these kids were judging me. Like, how much does this guy really know? But it wasn't about that at all. It's all about creating a great environment for people to have fun, great energy. You know, that's really, I think when you do business with people, it's great energy. Like, how do you come across? Because that energy is everything, man. When I do Zoom calls, you know, so I sell coaching. So people book a call, they show up on Zoom. And if I show up with just really low energy or bad energy, they're never going to buy. And I don't fake it, but I just make sure 5 minutes before the Zoom call starts, and what kind of state am I in? Am I in a good state? You know, smile. Get excited because they're going to expect you. The only time they've ever seen you, it's the first time they've ever seen you. Make a good impression, you know? Even if you're having a bad day, we all have them. We got a lot going on. You've got a lot of struggle in your life. If you're a normal human being, you've got struggles in relationships and in finances, and you got kids, and you're worried sick about them. We all got that, man. So you don't have to pretend like you got life figured out, but showing up with an authentic energy, just like I did teaching those kids, you know, in that Wednesday night Bible study, that's all that matters because that's what people remember anyway, right? I mean, especially if you're in sales, if you're in business, you're in leadership, you're in management, it's the environment that you create. It's the energy level that you create. When you walk in the room, does the energy level go up or does it go down? You know, and be honest with yourself. And if it goes up, you're going to win more times than you lose. You're not going to win every time, you know? And by the way, not everybody's going to love it. I'm sure there was kids in that class that were like, he was all right. Oh, what was his name again? Mr. Something, something. I don't know. And I'm sure there's been clients that are like, yeah, that was good. It was good. As opposed to other clients are like, wow, amazing, transformational. That's what we're all striving for, right? But you got a way better chance of winning, creating that environment, that energy level. And don't mistake the message. It's not about fake it till you make it. It's not about showing up one way. That's not it at all. But you're already qualified. You will be. God will qualify you. Don't worry about that because you're stepping out in faith. He rewards that. You're not staying mediocre. You're not staying where, you know, everybody else is, flying under the radar, not tapping into your God-given talent. So I think that gets rewarded. I really do. And you'll be the one that probably gets blessed the most because you're going to look back like I did after 6 months and said, wow, never in a million years did I imagine that I would go from this guy to, hey, I can teach this lesson. And it got me to teach other lessons. I got more involved with teaching adults and things like that in other classes. And that helped me in other areas of my life, by the way, as well. Helped me be a better coach, a better business person, better husband, you know, being able to implement things that I wasn't really good at, like listening, you know, getting feedback, pivoting, you know, on the fly when everything isn't working quite right, you know. I think all that stuff's really cool. So just to remind you, God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. Take that. Let it marinate. Hope it planted a seed in good soil with you today. All right? Say it with me, gang. Have the best day ever. And that's a wrap. Another Everyday Saturday podcast in the books. Thanks so much for listening. Would you do your boy a favor? Would you get on iTunes or wherever you listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast and leave a rating for the show? It helps amazing people like you find the show faster. And that's what I'm looking for, amazing people like you. Hey, I'm always hanging out on the interwebs. You can check me out on Instagram at Everyday is Saturday. Let me know you're listening to the show. Love hearing from fans of the Everyday Saturday podcast. And one last thing, when you're ready to launch, get on my calendar, go to launchwithsam.com. You and I are going to work together to set rocket fuel to your dream. Are you ready? Let's do it. I'll see you on the next Everyday is Saturday podcast.